Well, this is a body of science that we've been taking a really close look at. And the bottom line is the scientific evidence just simply does not support a causal association between any type of red or processed meat and any type of cancer. And that's based on the fact that about half of the time, the studies that we do see aren't even positively associated. We also see that anytime associations are seen, they're very weak in magnitude. And we also see that this body of evidence is weakening over time. So that doesn't look like a sufficient link in any way. And for those reasons, we just don't believe that the evidence supports a causal relationship.
And Shailene sets a record straight on dietary guidelines.
I've looked at this very carefully, not only as a registered dietitian and a nutrition scientist, but I'm also a mom who's feeding beef and processed meats to my children as part of a healthy and balanced diet. And my advice isn't changing. The most important things that we can do for our health and to reduce our risk for cancer are to maintain a healthy weight, get physically active, eat a balanced diet, and of course, do not smoke.